The greatest show on dirt, Riding Dirty with AJ Taylor, giving you all the dirt on dirt track racing and the Hancock County Speedway in Britt. Be ready to sit on the edge of your seat, courtesy of these great businesses. Our title sponsor, J&A Outdoor Equipment, plus these great sponsors, Summit House Assisted Living, Iowa Mold Tooling, McNeese Tire and Automotive of Britt, Hancock County Co-op Oil, Swearingen Outdoor Services, Stellar Industries, B&B Sounds and Lights DJ Service, Sense Seed and Services, and the Britt Bar and Grill. Now here's Riding Dirty with AJ Taylor.
All right, here we go with Riding Dirty. This is the one that everybody, all of our audience members look forward to. The last one. As we get going here.
Finally, we can get it out to listen to these guys.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, then I can listen.
I can now listen to Iowa State coaches' shows. Here we go.
That's a good show.
Yeah, no kidding. But it's going to be about a couple of weeks because they've got to go to Dublin.
It's going to be kind of exciting out there, no question.
All right, J&A Outdoor Equipment, Riding Dirty here. We're going to have Darren Toot live on Mix 107.3 and B103 worldwide on KW.com and B1031.com and on Facebook. And Mr. Toot's going to talk about the season, how things are going. We hope they're going well.
Very well, hopefully.
Yes, even though they had a rough go on Saturday night where they were able to get that done.
Yeah, we can actually talk about rain now because it doesn't matter if we say the four-letter R word.
Right.
Yeah, well, yeah. If you say that to a farmer right now, they're probably going, "Are you serious?"
Yeah, right. Exactly.
They're probably saying, "Yeah, we don't need any more rain.
We can live without no more rain."
So Friday night was a good night. I mean, there was some good racing that went on there.
Yes,
I mean, let's go through all that because
Tell us about it, Chris.
Let's go to the expert here. Since he's not here, how about Chris?
The guy that was there but wasn't really there. I was there. I saw the races. What I remember, I remember a little bit. But yeah, I was supposed to get interviews with the points champions. I was going to put on the show for this week. And Friday night, I went out to the pits to a certain driver and was talking to him. And they said, "No, we got tomorrow night's points too." I go, "What?" He goes, "Well, the modifieds are done, but the rest of us are still running for points." I go, "Really? Mm-hmm. So this ain't over yet. I got to come back tomorrow to interview." Oh, yeah. Like, all right. And I got my vehicle because this is after the races. I went out to their pits. And I'm driving into town. I go, "You know what? What if it rains tomorrow? I should have interviewed them anyway. And then if it doesn't rain, we have races. I can just redo them." So, sorry, I didn't get any interviews.
It's no big deal. We're perfectly fine.
We'll work it out.
Mel will keep us talking. There's no question about it. Mel Balsley, our studio engineer. Yeah, there we go.
Mel's looking at us like, what are you guys talking about?
He's giving you the keep going sign now. Keep going.
That's not wrap it up either.
So, what? Oh, you made me look. I'm such a sucker.
So anyway, should we let everybody know who our points champions are?
I was just going to give away the winners.
There we go. Yeah, and we can talk about how they got there, how the season is going.
Go ahead.
Our Friday night winner in the Outlaw Hobby Stock was the number 5 of Oliver Munson from Thornton. Second place was Tanner Green, and third was Jacob Munson. Our usual runner, Joshua Munson, had a little bang up and stuff. Nothing that. Oh, that's right. Took the water pump out.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, boy.
So, yeah, that's the guy I went to go interview after the races. And Shane, his dad, goes, "You wouldn't happen to have an extra water pump laying around with you?" I go, "You know what? I left it in my other pants at home."
Yeah.
So, anyway, we got some work to do. We got some work to do if we were going to come back tomorrow night. And anyway, so, well, I tell you what we'll do. Since I'm going with the winners, how about we do what happened then? Joshua, was he leading the points then? Do you remember?
Yes.
And needed to finish somewhere.
No, if I remember correctly, Josh, I think.
Yes. No, wait. That's a hobby stocks, I bet.
Yeah.
Let's. To heck with that for now.
Yeah, let's do whatever. Yeah.
All right. So anyway, that was your top three in the Outlaw hobby stocks. In our hobbies, Let me get it up here on my phone here because the winner was Corey Propes from Brewster, Minnesota. He's come down a few times, and every time he does, he wins.
Yep.
In the 75C. In second place was Joshua Munson, our $25 sign from Clear Lake. And third place was Dan Hanselman from Algona in the 98. Going to our B mods.
The IMCA Sport mod.
Sporties, yeah. We had Alec Fett again in the winner's circle. Alec is the 08 from Bird, Iowa. And second was Dustin West, another car that comes here just once in a while. And when he does, he wins, but he didn't this time. Alec wouldn't let him. Dustin's from Radcliffe, Iowa. And then our third place was Drew Fett. That's Alec's dad.
Okay.
Who's been racing well, by the way? He's had a number of good close calls here.
Drew has been doing pretty well, yeah.
Yep, no question.
Let's go to our stock cars. In our stock cars, we have guess who? Anybody? I'll give you three guesses, and the first two don't count.
Kelly
Number three, Kelly Schwack from Fertile, Iowa, was the winner again.
Yep.
And followed by Heath Tulp, who's got a strong motor now, apparently, because he can stay there with him.
Well,
he was giving Kelly a run for his money. Him and Troy Swearingen. Troy was our third place person.
Keep in mind that Heath was starting in seventh.
Right.
And he finishes up in second place. I mean, that wasn't
too bad. Way to be on top of that.
Well, you know, sometimes you got to have that crystal ball plugged in and working. You know?
But that was a good race. I mean, that's probably one of the best races of the night because, like you said, Heath came from a back further position and came up there. And I thought halfway through the race, Kelly was checked out. There's no way anybody's going to catch this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then they got a caution. So that bunched him back up. And by that time, I think Heath was probably up to the fourth or third. And when they dropped the green flag, him and Troy were both doing whatever they could, just trying to get to Kelly. But, of course, at the end, Kelly goes, no, I'm just going to sit here and kind of tease you a little bit, let you stay on my bumper. And then at the end, it's like, no, bye-bye, see ya.
Anyone. Checked out.
Yeah. So, in our modifieds, let's see what we have here. That's the one I think I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Our winner was Trip Gaylord in the 77T from Lakewood, Colorado, followed by Brandon Beckendorf, number five, Danube, Minnesota.
Yep.
And third place, Cody Laney from Torrance, California. Notice that all three are from out of state, and especially two of them are from way out of state.
Yep.
Yeah, considering that Jeremy Mills leads that whole thing or won that whole thing, I shouldn't have said that. But anyway, I mean, he wasn't even in the races, was he?
He ended up ninth. And he had to come from way back. He started
almost in the tail end, I seen, on the lineups. I was checking the lineups.
He actually moved up 11 positions. So from 9th, that was 20th, and he started 20th.
But I counted four California cars, two Arizona, one Colorado, and two
Colorados.
Two Colorados?
Trips from Lakewood and Eddie Bellick.
And I think there was two Florida cars.
Arvada.
That were there.
There's Chaz Baca from Mesa, Arizona.
Baca was up here.
Baca.
You got to be kidding me.
Chewbacca, they call him, don't they?
Yeah, they call him Chewy. Yeah, Chewbacca.
There was a guy from Hebron, Illinois, Dustin Croning.
Yep. Sometime you ought to listen to his car horn.
Oh, yeah?
It's hilarious. Huh. Well, he lives up to the Star Wars thing, by the way. It's just totally, yeah. It's amazing.
Our other California drivers were Xander Keelan from Bakersfield, Braden Claiborne from Santa Maria, and
he's
Dylan Potter
before.
From Orcutt.
Orcutt?
Orcutt.
Orcutt?
Orcutt, O-R-C-U-T-T.
Huh.
Of course, T.W., Tim Ward from Mesa, Arizona, was there, and he didn't do too well. He finished second to last, right behind Isaac Malicote. Two drivers that have been there and done well there.
Yep. So, should we read off our points champions?
At this point, or why don't we do this? Let's take
a break.
What we'll do is we're going to get a hold of Mr. Toot, and we're going to talk about some of the things that are going on with him.
Gotcha.
And then we'll turn around, we'll take a look at the champions, see how they got there, and kind of get a review this go-around of how the season has gone from our perspective, our expert perspective, wherever that is.
Yeah.
Anyway, you're listening
like
to the
usual rap. Somebody else coming in? Or?
Wait a minute.
Did we lock the door? You're listening to the J&A Outdoor Equipment's Ride and Dirty, the greatest show on dirt, live on KOW B103 plus worldwide on KOW.com, B1031.com, and on Facebook.
Exmark mowers are known for their signature cut quality, legendary dependability, and an operator experience unlike any other. Because if something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. Don't miss out on limited time savings going on now at J&A Outdoor Equipment. Open at 218 5th Street Northwest in Britt. Or see them at their other location, 1 mile east of Bode on 130th Street. J&A Outdoor Equipment. Two locations to help you get the job done right. View Exmark inventory at jaoutdoorequipment.com.
The fun never ends at the Summit House Retirement Community in Britt. Tenant Luella Lappi explains.
And one of those, I do not want to spend my time sitting in an apartment by myself. I would rather be out with people and laughing, and that's what we did this afternoon. We did so much laughing.
Come take a tour of the Summit House attached to the hospital in Britt today. Call 641-843-3333 or see them online at summithousebritt.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Zroslik, president of Stellar Industries. The employee owners of Stellar Industries reflect the values of small-town living, honesty, integrity, kindness, and caring. With locations in Garner, Kanawha, and Mason City, Stellar is a proud supporter across the North Iowa area. Log on to stellarindustries.com to learn more about Stellar and how you can become part of our family.
Before you hit the road for your next adventure, make sure your RV or camper are ready. At Swearingen Outdoor Services in Forest City, they are RVIA certified and can do everything from routine maintenance to major repairs. Whether it's an oil change, roof inspection, stuck slide out, tires, or a full engine check, they ensure your RV or camper is vacation ready. Swearingen Outdoor Services, they'll make your journey smooth and stress free. Call for an appointment today at 641-590-5117.
Sense Seed and Services in Britt, your local Pioneer team, is with you from the word go with industry-leading genetics and on-the-farm trials. When it's go time, make the most of every acre with Pioneer brand corn and soybean products. Sense Seed and Services in Britt invites you to bring your kids to the Kids Zone at the Hancock County Speedway.
Call 515-689-0503.
Well, back here on J&A Outdoor Equipment's Ride and Dirty, the greatest show on dirt, live on KIW, B103, worldwide on KIW.com and B1031.com, as well as on Facebook. We have with us probably one of the best promoters I've ever been associated with, and Darren Toot. He is on the phone with us right now. Darren, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me, but a little overkill there. There's a lot of good promoters out there.
We just not that we're talking there, to Darren. Right now. So
I could have swore I said one of, but anyway,
you did, but it's still overkill because I'm just nobody.
No.
Come on now, Darren.
So you had a show that went nationwide on Friday night. You had everybody under the sun from California to Florida out there. What was that like?
I guess as far as the racing was awesome, I thought. It was really good that way.
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah, I thought the show was good, and like I say, the quality of cars that we had was awesome. On the downside of that, I guess I was a little I was disappointed in the number of cars.
That's what I was looking at too. Was the number was like, wow, that should have been a lot more modified there.
Yeah, for that kind of money on a two-day deal, I don't know what went wrong, and I can't pinpoint it yet,
Darren.
And I don't think a guy ever will.
Darren, do you think maybe some of the drivers were saving themselves for Saturday night for the bigger pot? Possibly?
Absolutely not, because here's the deal. We had, I think, 26 cars. The 26, we had a deal where if you pre-entered for both days, it was $150. If you entered per day, it was $100 per day. And so we started with 26 cars. And if you looked on the race pass deal, we had 19 registered for Saturday. So going into Saturday, we knew we were...
Oh, okay.
Already down seven cars from what we had.
Gotcha.
the night before. Now, we would have gained a few. Don't get me wrong. There's people that weren't there Friday that were coming, I'm sure.
Basically what I was asking.
But if it would have been a wash, I'd be surprised. I'm not going to lie.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
So, and like you say, we couldn't have got the and let's be real. It was mud and on Saturday. But I'm also going to be real and say, when you have a turnout like that on Friday and a showing like that, it's real easy to say, you know, let's not lose money on the big day, you know, when the numbers weren't wrong. I mean, the numbers was from 26, I believe, down to 19, if you look on Race Path.
Yep.
And there was a lot more to be taken than what went home on Friday, you know. So business-wise, it was just a no-brainer. I hate canceling. I hate the fact that all the classes in IMCA did not get full points for the year because we were short one show. The mods wasn't going to get eight shows anyway because that wasn't a track point one, but we would have fulfilled for the rest of them if we would have raced on Friday. Or on Saturday, excuse me. The Friday before was a complete makeup added date. We weren't scheduled to race that day.
Yep.
As we talked on the show.
Yep.
And not the best deal for us. I'm not going to lie. You know, I mean, we lost money on that makeup day. So
yeah.
I know even some... I mean, on Facebook, we caught some heck from some people, probably just mainly one person didn't understand. A couple maybe wanted to reschedule it, but I've done this for 11, 12 years now. And just being brutally honest.
That's why we got you on here. So you can explain to the people why, you know, why you got to go through what you got to go through.
Yeah. Makeup dates and rain, you know,
rain outs.
Makeup dates or rain dates don't pan out 90% of the time.
You're correct. You're absolutely correct because I've seen that at Hancock County Speedway many times that we've had makeup days and stuff like that, and the crowd is not there. Just like it was that, what was it, August 1st or whatever, that day.
That makeup show, I thought it was a halfway decent crowd there, but that was just me.
It's still the car count was our lowest car count for the year.
Right, that's the main thing.
And we need both gates. We need both gates to make the first.
Yep.
And then as they always say, and it never used to be this way, but that's the world we're in today. The gates pay the first, and then if there's cream left, it's from the beer and food sales.
Yep.
And like you say, the fair board, the fairgrounds or the fair association can only take a bath so many times, you guys. And,
that's right.
And it's not my money I'm spending, but I have to treat it like it's my money. And it was just a smart business decision to not run that show. And it was raining yet at noon.
Right,
and I left the racetrack on Saturday at 4 o'clock, and we couldn't walk across to go shut off the lights without slipping and sliding.
Right.
So at the end of the day, I'm sorry to all the racers, to the fans, to all the sponsors that were involved, that we didn't get it in. But what it really boils down to is, for whatever reason, it wasn't meant to be. I live every day to that deal, and if it's not meant to be, it's not meant to be. We can't control Mother Nature.
Right.
We can't control hardly anything except our own lives, and like I say, it just comes down to it is, for whatever reason, and I guess I look at it as the business side of things. Rain was probably our friend on Saturday. I'm not going to lie. I hate saying that, but it was probably our friend because it minimized the loss of what the racetrack would have took if we would have got Saturday in. Now, was the fair board willing to take that loss? Absolutely, you know, if it was a loss. Or if it was a dollar gain, $10,000 gain, whatever. That's the risk we take when we swing the gates open every Friday, okay? But at the end of the day, I can almost promise you it was going to be a bath. And and it minimized the salt in the wound from Friday. I'm just going to put it that way. Right. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Well, you also have the danger factor that's involved in there as well, too. I've been associated in a situation, and I recall it vividly. It was in Arizona. We had a monsoon that moved through. The track was absolutely a mess, but they had to get this in for points. So they're running around trying to get these things taken care of. And I remember four sport mods just took the wall so hard it just destroyed the track, or destroyed the car. And then you saw a modified get basically knifed between the track and the off-ramp going into the pits.
Yeah.
And for the drivers, and I know these guys are experts, right? Because they drive, they do this all the time, even during their 8-to-5, 9-to-5 jobs. But they still can't control sometimes when the track gets out of control. And you run into situations where people can get seriously hurt as a result of it. Even though there's points and money involved, still there could be some very serious things that happen.
Absolutely. You know, safety always has to be number one for everybody, the fans, the racers, the crews, the families, everybody. Safety has to be number one. Safety could have been affected because I guarantee you, with that much water that we got, rain that we got on Saturday morning, I was in my camper there. I went through it all. The camper I thought was going to tip over at one time. I was talking on the phone with somebody, and I said, you know, I think I better throw some pants on here because this thing might tip over, you know. So,
run around your underwear.
Darren, I know that feeling. I was in the camper, too.
Yeah, the real fact of it is you're not going to have a quality surface.
Right.
For the racer. If you got to mud it in, yep. You know, it's one thing to have a shower come at 5:30 and mud it in. You already have a partially prepped track. Now, we were up till 3 a.m. on Friday night, sealing that thing up and everything.
Saw the video of you and the maintainer and the water truck.
Yeah.
Peel it off and water it in.
Yep. And then we rolled it in and sealed it up. So the track was probably okay. But that's not to say it went to blowing up on us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was more so the pits and everything else.
True. That's what a lot of people don't understand either. Is that it ain't just the track. You know, where they got to park, and sometimes when the park is underwater, you can't.
Yeah.
You either pull them in or pull them out. Right. You know? Right. I mean, and it's no fun. I've raced for 37 years. It's no fun getting pulled out of a racetrack or into a racetrack. When you're getting pulled into the racetrack, you're in trouble.
Right.
You just know the night ain't going to go good the rest of the time. Yeah, exactly. You know, and that's probably where we would have been. We would have probably been there had we tried to race because, I'm sorry, it's black dirt. Black dirt does not dry off very well, very quick.
But it pounds in nicely.
You're finally finding that out, huh, Darren?
Yeah. And like you say, so, you know, it's really a bummer. We're already working on what we can do different. Is it a single-day show? What do we do to better that? Do we move it earlier in the year? Is it because people are saving their funds? Funds are a lot tighter than it used to be 10 years ago. Let's face it. You know, are people saving their funds? They chose to go to the Harris Clash. The Harris Clash has a huge tradition, just like the Thousand Stars. But they had a huge number of cars. Did they all spend that week's money and vacation days for that deal and then go home? They used to make it a week-long deal. Right. I talked long and hard with Brett Root this morning on the phone with IMCA, president of IMCA, and we had a pretty good conversation. And you know, times are different. You know, everybody's got a special all the time, it seems like, anymore. And in my personal opinion, and even Brett's opinion, I felt, was, you know, all these specials is really killing the weekly show. And then the people, because of the amount of specials, the racer is picking and choosing and doing what they want because there's money all over every day of the week.
Sure. There's bigger money.
And then, of course, you got those fans that follow them. So.
Yep. Yeah. There's a lot more guys that are just going to these special shows just because of the bigger money.
So are you suggesting that we have a day of...
The day of our USMTS show was huge. Let's face it, that was a big show. I still think one of the highest car counts that USMTS has had this year. But why is that? Is it because it was the perfect storm, in my opinion? Yes, because there was a big money show in Mississippi on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And a lot of them travelers were en route to that and just made this a stop on the way. But there's also, like I say, the awe factor. You know, a lot of people hadn't raced on that raceway for a lot of years on that other sanctioning side. So they made it a point, you know. And I think that's what people are doing with even just specials in IMCA or whatever sanction. Is they're just making it a point to go to the ones that they feel has the most sparkle for their personal preference, you know.
Right.
And so people are really picking and choosing, but they have a lot to pick and choose from, so I think it's hurting the industry, to be honest with you. I know it's killing the weekly show. It's really hard on the weekly show when there's specials and people have to manage their time and go to these specials over a weekly show. And losing the weekly shows will eventually lose the weekly tracks.
Yep.
You know?
Right.
So, Darren,
are you suggesting then that we have a day of 1,000 suns followed by a night of 10,000 stars? Or what are you thinking? I'm just idly curious where you're going with this.
I kind of wonder if we could have a Sunday race instead. But we used to, didn't we?
I'll be honest with you. Most specials happen better on the weekly day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. We can't hardly do Thursday because our neighbor track is running on Thursday.
Right.
Now, if we can work and coincide with them, which is a possibility to try to reach out and work with them and try to get a Thursday back or something. But, you know, and even talking with Brett today, two-day shows are really hard to make work. Now, these were two complete shows. I thought it would be more. Last year it was two days, one show. So I thought maybe the two complete shows would be more appealing to them, and they could pick and choose, and they kind of did. But at the end of the day, there was still a pretty good carrot out there to win both if you had a chance. You know,
exactly.
Now once Friday was done, there was only one guy that had that chance, you know,
right.
But there was still $4,000 out there Saturday. So I don't know what the answer is. I'm leaning towards a little earlier in the year. I ain't even talked to the fair board about this. Heck, let's face it, guys, we don't even know what my fate is, you know,
right,
what I mean?
Right.
Or the, you know, so we're kind of putting the cart in front of the horse here a little bit, but I think about it all the time, and that's all I do is drive and think. I'm a truck driver,
so just ask my wife.
That's what she says.
That's all I do, too. Get behind that wheel and just sit there as I'm going down the road going,
I'm thinking outside the box a little bit and trying to think, do we move it earlier in the year? Maybe the funds are more available for people.
Here's the thing, though. Other promoters we've had have tried that, and I don't think that's even worked, so...
That's what I mean.
We've changed the date to Thursday nights for a while when it was USMTS.
Yeah, but they've never tried it earlier in the season.
No, I'm just talking about promoters run on a different night.
Right.
But look at our own hometown celebration, Hobo Days.
True.
It wasn't that good this year. I don't know why. I don't know none of that. But one of the sponsors and I was talking and they're wondering what's going on even there, and that did affect us in some deal because Hobo Days, the racers, they used to come out and watch racers at the end of the night. You know what I mean? So
I tell you what, Darren, I was uptown both Friday and Saturday night because I had to be up there, and Friday night was absolutely terrible. I mean, there wasn't nothing on Main Street. There wasn't nothing at the bar. I mean, everybody says, well, they're all out at the races. When the races get over with, and, you know, we was waiting for everybody to come in from the races, but nobody came in from the races, so it's like...
Except me.
Yeah, except for Chris.
Yeah.
It's like, where is everybody at? And the numbers were down big time this year.
Yeah, it's just... maybe it's just one of those years where... Who knows?
Well, in the racing world, I look at what else is going on. Of course, we have the Knoxville Nationals that weekend.
That's true.
As much as sprint cars are different, there's still 100 and some thousand people, I think, that go to that, or 80,000. Oh, yeah. I don't know. The number's astronomical.
Yep.
I don't know the exact number there, so I might be way out of line saying that. But I know that sells out on Saturday.
Yep.
And I know it starts on Wednesday or Thursday. I've been there one time in all my years of racing.
I think it starts on Tuesday.
Probably.
Tuesday of
the week.
Like I say, the year I went down, it was all week. So.
Yeah, the people that go to that is incredible. Even though it's not apples to apples for racing, but it's still racing. And,
right.
And people take in that event, and that's what it is. It's a huge event.
That
affects us. You know, there's State Fair that started that weekend.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's just a lot of things going on. And so I don't know if I guess that's just me thinking, what do we do to make it better?
Yep.
And you brought that up
with Brett?
Bring it back alive.
Possible dates or no?
Well, like I say, I got to, we talked about some different options there. And of course, we're done for the year, but there's still a lot of tracks that are racing yet. And so as far as what's doing and brewing for next year isn't really in a lot of people's minds right now. I threw out a couple ideas, and Brett's going to know more, maybe come Boone. He's going to get some other details for me of what might work. And like I say, that's a couple weeks away. I'll be down there all week, and I'll be talking to other promoters and stuff, and hopefully we can come up with something. Yeah, during the Super Nationals down there, week of Labor Day. So like I say, if all the stars line up and stuff, then I'm trying to come up with something different there for that 1,000 stars, because a guy just don't want to see it go away. But
no,
I'll be honest with you, it's hard to justify even the money we spent Friday in purse for what we had.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So now I don't know the numbers. I have not talked to any fair board since Saturday when I canceled. And of course they hadn't had time to do the numbers with the money to know. So I don't know, good, bad, or other. I'm just assuming that it probably, if we made something, it wasn't much. If we lost something, it probably wasn't good either. You know what I mean? But I have no idea, and I'm only assuming. But like I say, it was disheartening. That's all I can say about that is we worked hard at trying to give a quality surface and get the place back somewhat alive. And then something like that, it just was disheartening. I'm not going to lie. So,
well, Darren,
I'll be honest with you. My four main people, there's five of us, four other main ones, you know, which would be my son, then we have Jake, and we have Josh, and we have Mark Hiscox. And there's five of us, and we were talking, and I'll be honest, you know, me and we were going to talk Saturday about what do we do for next year. Do they all want to come back? Do they don't? You know what I mean? And stuff like that. But I'm just going to be honest. I told them. I said, look, guys, we're all shot in the foot here. We're not even going to talk about it. We're gonna let cooler heads prevail. We'll regroup a couple weeks, and we'll decide what our fate is, whether or not. And then it's up to the fair board, too, whether they want us or not.
Sure,
you know what I mean? So there's a lot that goes into this. It's not just swing the gate open deal.
Right.
That's for sure. Okay, Darren, we're going to come back. We're going to take a quick break here as we need to, as we have sponsors here that they need to be heard. So we're going to get to them. We'll come right back because I have an idea here, and I want to toss this out to you. But we'll talk about it after the break. You're listening to the J&A Outdoor Equipment Riding Dirty, the greatest show on dirt, live on KLW B103 worldwide on KLW.com, B1031.com, and on Facebook.
Exmark mowers are known for their signature cut quality, legendary dependability, and an operator experience unlike any other. Because if something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. Don't miss out on limited time savings going on now at J&A Outdoor Equipment. Open at 218 5th Street Northwest in Britt. Or see them at their other location, 1 mile east of Bode on 130th Street. J&A Outdoor Equipment. Two locations to help you get the job done right. View Exmark inventory at jaoutdoorequipment.com.
Hancock County Co-op Oil, your energy co-op. Our tank wagons and semi-fuel transports deliver quality Senex gas and diesel to your farm or business, plus propane gas, LP tanks, LP lines, and offer flexible billing and contract options. At our shop in Garner, we specialize in the bottom side of your vehicle, such as alignments, brakes, exhaust, and suspension. We offer most any brand or size of tire for your car, truck, farm, or implement. For our many energy, tire, and auto services, call Hancock County Co-op Oil at 800-924-2667.
IMT wishes all racers good luck this season. Iowa Mold Tooling Company has supported our local communities for over 60 years. Just like their first invention in 1961, IMT service vehicles and material handling systems are manufactured to deliver quality, value, safety, and performance. IMT in Garner is now hiring. Develop your career path with top pay while receiving skills training, leadership opportunities, and advanced education programs. Apply today at imt.com/careers.
McNeese Tire and Automotive in Britt. Big or small jobs, we do it all. Tires, oil changes, and other vehicle maintenance, inspections, brakes, even transmission and engine work. And with 24-hour roadside service calls, count on our McNeese Tire family to be there for when it matters most. McNeese Tire, a mile and a half west of Britt on Highway 18. Call 843-3536 or visit us on Facebook.
Talking with Darren Toot here, who is the promoter out at the Hancock County Speedway. And Darren, thanks for hanging through the break there. One of the things that when I first got here, and guys, correct me if I'm wrong, but that Night of a Thousand Stars was actually like a three-night affair back in the day, wasn't it?
It started the Thursday and Friday, and then they tried a Thursday, Friday, Saturday for I think a couple of years, and the Saturday one was kind of an overkill,
Saturday,
I think. And
it was the Night of a Thousand Stars. Night of 10,000 stars, and then the all-star race.
Right, okay. So I guess what I'm getting at here is, has there been any thought about coordinating some kind of a activity in downtown Britt, like a car show or something like that, to go along with the races that would be on its own so that this night, two-night affair would actually have a draw of people coming down to the city? Or down to the track?
Well, I guess I've never thought of it, to be honest with you. And I know we normally do the downtown car show at the beginning of the year that the
Chamber of Commerce
puts on. I'm just going to be honest. So, I've raced for a lot of years. I used to drag my car to Mason City, to Fairmont, to all these different places that had car shows. You guys used to travel with Fletch, you know, John Fletcher.
Yep.
And we would put them up in these malls and stuff like that and have car shows. When I owned Chateau, we had a car show in Austin at the mall there.
Yep.
And kind of a thing of the past, I'm not going to lie.
Yep.
I don't know.
Over to Mason City to the mall with John and Randy Hadachik. And I think, if I remember correct, Randy went up to Fairmont, Minnesota to a car show up there 1 year with his car.
I think he took over to Algona, too.
Yeah, and over
to
Algona.
It used to be quite a big thing to do.
Yeah, it was a big thing back in the day.
It kind of went away. I don't know why. I don't know the reason. I know nothing about that. But even the – I guess we're just going to go to Britt and – I think they struggle getting 10 cars.
Oh, at the Chamber.
And people.
Yeah, you know, and they do wonderful things. I'm not saying nothing negative about the Chamber because they have a Pit Crew Challenge and a lot of different things.
Activities with the kids, the three-wheel races.
Yeah, it's just, but where I'm going with that is that kind of thing is just not
right
in maybe the racer's interest anymore for whatever reason.
Or the people themselves, because they can't get people to even come up and check them out.
Yeah,
for the most part.
You know, so it's just a different, whole different world than we're in.
Things are changing, unfortunately.
So
yeah, it's really tough.
So do you think, and I kind of hesitate in asking this question, do you think that video has, especially immediate playback or whatever, has killed the audience base so that they don't come out and see the races at the Hancock County Speedway or in Mason City or in wherever, because they now have the capability to check or watch that video?
So do you got a lot of time left in your hour here, or however long the show is? This is a topic that is really deep, and it really has a lot of variables in it, I guess. I don't know how to say it properly there, but
can I jump in real quick?
There's a lot of pros and cons with streaming, I guess, if that's what you're talking about.
I'm not. Notice I never said anything. All I said was video. Okay.
You can go whatever direction
you want to go.
Well, and so we stream our specials.
Just
okay?
specials.
They used to stream. They used to stream
regular track
weekly.
Nights. There's no video.
There's not. Now I think, before I took over, didn't they used to, maybe that was through the streaming service, and then I remember it being called the Red Hen or something downtown. Am I correct on that?
Red Rooster.
Then you go home, you get done with races, and we go drink beer. And I spent a few nights down there back in the day. And we'd watch the races again.
I don't know what you're talking about,
Chris. Well, you guys never did, but us from Minnesota, we drink better than you.
Okay, all right.
Now this show is
now the gloves
realistic.
Are coming off, buddy.
but what I'm getting at is the whole deal on video streaming, whatever you want to call it, my opinion varies from a lot of different people, but I just personally do not believe it's healthy for the raceway. Let's just use the four of us. I believe there's four of us here talking, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, for the most part.
So somebody can, we're going to use stream, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So somebody can buy a streaming service package, and then we can go to your garage, and we can all sit down and drink our beer.
Yep.
Grill our hamburgers.
Yep.
Eat our food, all for the cost of maybe one pit pass.
Right.
Exactly.
And now I've lost, as a promoter, I've lost three other people then.
Yep.
Okay.
I will back you up on that, by the way, because in Arizona, they started streaming in Arizona, and we watched our numbers tank.
Yeah.
But anyway, keep going.
And I'm for it. Or especially the specials. Let's say Trip Gaylord won that race.
Yep.
Okay? From Arizona, I believe. I can't remember.
Yep.
He's got family home watching.
Sure.
Perfect. That's what
that's the understandable part about it.
You or I that are in town to sit in our garage.
Right.
I'm 60 miles from Albert Lea. If I wasn't running the racetrack, I'm 60 miles in Albert Lea. Away from the racetrack. It's not designed for us. I'm just being broad here, us, local, to watch it. We need to support these racetracks weekly, live, drink their beverages, eat their food, pay their gate fees, because that's what's going to keep the places alive. The racetrack does get a kickback. I will be the first to say.
I was going to ask about that.
IMCA pays us to stream. But it's nothing even close to the amount of what the four of us would have spent if we went to the races together.
Oh, exactly.
It's like back in the good old drive-in days when you pull up in a car with two people and there's like five in the trunk.
So
yeah, you pull in are crooked. You guys from Iowa did that?
Hey, I didn't say I was just talking about people in general in the days. You know, buddy, you've got to come back down to Britt one of these weekends. We'll have to get together at the Red Rooster and discuss some of this stuff.
And now it's the BBG.
It's the BBG analysis.
So you have a nice little sit down powwow, buddy.
Are you thinking that perhaps IMCA or somebody should adopt the idea like what they do in Major League Baseball and in football and do blackouts for certain regions? What do you think?
Can they do that all along? I've actually asked streaming service that we use if that's an option. It's difficult. It's really difficult, you guys. It all goes off of IP address, okay?
Yep.
And credit card fees being paid. That's how it goes. It's difficult. Is it doable? Yes. I think the day's going to come. That's what they're going to have to do. Whether it be a 10-mile or 100-mile radius blackout, I don't care.
I would say
it has to.
At least a 50-mile radius.
And I hate to say this, but I get a list of who's viewing, whether it be 10 viewers or 180, whatever that number is. And it has their email address, and it has an IP address on it that was viewing. It don't have a name. But you know what? When you got a bhiscox at yahoo.com, it's pretty hard to figure out who that might be. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, you know, I'm just trying. Or a dtoot at gmail.com.
Right.
It's pretty hard to figure out who that might be. Exactly. You know what I mean? And so it's real frustrating because it does give the city they're coming from, by the way, too. Yeah. So when Cody Malicote comes from
Bakersfield, California.
He lives in Des Moines. His family's from California.
Right.
I see the Malicote Racing whatever at yahoo.com. Yep. Perfect. That's who it's for, you guys. That's who it's for.
Right.
That's what it's all about. I'm okay with that.
Yep.
We gained a little bit from somebody we would have never seen there otherwise. Okay.
Right.
And I'm totally all for that. But when I see D2 show up on that list from Albert Lee, it's like, really? You could have probably hopped in your car. Or if I see Brad Hiscox show up on there.
Sitting in his garage
away from the track.
from Britt, Iowa is his home city. It's like, are you serious?
I know what you're saying.
That's really frustrating, and I like I say, we ain't got enough time on this show to go through all this.
You mean we have to do another show next week?
No, we're not doing that.
We're going to get it all out right now, folks.
Long story short, there's a place for streaming, there's a place for video. It needs to get improved better.
Right.
And have some blackout distance. In my opinion, is that coming someday? Technology grows faster than anything in this world, think, right now. So I believe it's coming. We got tracks, large tracks, Deer Creek Speedway streamed up until this year. Okay, that tells you something.
Exactly.
Okay?
Really.
Their numbers and their crowd.
Yeah, they used to stream their weekly show. They are not streaming this year, except for specials only. Okay, so when I was a promoter back at Chateau years ago, a good old boy, great guy, Cliff Sasker from Brainerd, owned two tracks. He owned Brainerd Raceway up there, North Central Speedway. He called me up. There was some streaming service wanting to get in, and he called me up. He said, "Toot," he says, "so-and-so wants to stream my races. What do you think of that kind of deal?" And this has been well over 15 years ago, you guys. I'm not
Holy
lying.
Smokes.
I've been out of the track I haven't owned my track for 10 or 11 years, and it was midway through that 9 or 10 year stint. So, like I say, 15 years ago, we're just going to throw a ballpark number out.
Right.
And he calls me, says these guys want to start streaming, and I said, "Cliff," I said, "you do as you wish." And he done well for himself. He was in good shape, okay, financially. So I said, "Cliff, you do as you wish." But I said, at the end of the day, I think it's going to be part of the demise of racing in general on the weekly stuff. And he's like, I don't know. They, you know, they're going to pay me and stuff. And I said, just what I just told you guys. Of us four, the track will lose at least three paid admissions, plus what we would drink and eat if we were there live.
Yep.
You know, so, so like I say, I seen it way back then. I'm not a fan of it. There's a lot of good people that stream. Don't get me wrong. Streaming companies are streaming companies. You know, Trenton Barry has a wonderful thing going. Great guy. IMCA, Advantage TV, all them are good companies. It's just, and it's all doing well, but I think it's a little bit, needs to be fine-tuned, and we need to be able to put a block, like you guys say, on the viewership of it so that we can still capture our local audience in-house.
Right. They need to do a blackout. They need to do a blackout, and then, plus, they need to pay more per person watching to the track.
Well, how do you ever, you know, and I'm a devil's advocate here. I'm sitting here, I'm speaking out of both sides of my, you know what, and because I probably subscribe to four different subscriptions myself.
Sure. Okay? Same here.
Sure.
But I go if I can go. Now, I'm not, my son's racing Algona tonight. I'm sitting here in the truck. Guess what? I'll fire up IMCA when I get home and watch it. Yep. But there's no way I will get there in time to watch it. So I will watch it on that, okay? Yep. But at the end of the day, like I say, I it's a double-edged sword. It really is.
Oh, yeah.
And there's not enough time in this show to really dissect it all. But long story short, in my opinion, video streaming, don't do the weekly show much benefit. I'll just put it that way.
Right.
It's just my opinion.
I was going to bring up the fact that I talked to the superintendent at a football game last year, and he was saying the same thing about how it's hurting the attendance at the actual field to watch the game because most people are just staying home and watching the game instead of coming to the stands there.
Yep.
My nephew was in high school hockey, and I could watch it from home if I wanted.
Right.
They lost my $10. To get in and watch my nephew play hockey.
Yep.
You know, now I still love hockey in person. It's kind of like a football game, or it's kind of like a hockey game, or a racetrack. There's nothing better, in my opinion, than the smell and the dirt.
Yes.
We get dirt in our beer, we get dirt in our pop, hot dogs, whatever.
If you ain't got mud in your beer, you're not at a racetrack.
Well, and some tracks have it more than others, and Britt can be a dirty track to watch from. I get it. But we try to minimize that as much as we can. But I just, it's part of it, and it's part of the atmosphere, in my opinion.
The best thing about it. If you don't have mud in your beer, you're not at a racetrack. You got to have a little mud in your beer.
Yep, exactly. Like I say, I agree. It's a tough, wicked question being asked there, and we talk about it often. We really do. Yep. And but that's my true opinion on it, and some would like it, some won't. But it's really frustrating when I go through the list and see who's really watching it from home.
You're kind of like Santa Claus then, huh? Checking out who's naughty and who's nice.
You better be careful.
Yeah, especially if you got the Gmail address or email address.
Watch out. So, you better not follow it.
So, Darren, before we let you go here, do you guys have any idea at all when the banquet is going to be?
If there's a banquet?
You know, we had it a little late.
Uh-oh.
Again, that's something.
You cut out there.
Oh, I'm got my curveball. Should be good yet. But we had it a little later than I wanted last year. I'd rather put 2025 to bed earlier than later, just because. But you also want everything to be done so you get a good attendance. And I thought it was.
It was a good time last year
for Whips Barbecue. Really good food. The location worked out well. I don't know about the DJ service. You know, we got.
Oh,
we got
sometimes, you know, you know. Sometimes you gotta take what you get.
Wow.
Yeah, we won't mention things like B&B sounds. No, not at all.
No, but all in all,
I think
like
I'm going to start streaming the races.
Yeah. I'm a pretty large fan of I'm a pretty large fan of banquets. You know, it's just this because, to me, it's a way for the track to say thank you for 2025.
Yep.
Yes,
yep.
It costs to go, but it also costs to put on. You know what I mean? And
now,
so,
that banquet's open to anybody. Anybody can buy a ticket to that, correct?
Anybody can buy tickets. Yeah. Like I say, we prefer to do it pre-sale like we did last year.
Good.
We were open for at the gate. You know, if you want to pay to come in, we just want to do the pre-sale more so that the person providing the food can have a better idea so we don't run out. But it's a lot easier to have extras. It's a lot better to have extras than it is to run out and make somebody mad, you know. So,
but it's a really good time there at the banquet. I mean, you get to see the drivers outside their car, outside their
race suits,
everything like that, and you get to know them a little bit better. You can sit there and talk with the guys and everything. And as far as the presentation of the trophies and stuff like that, it's always been a good deal for that. I thoroughly enjoy doing that.
All right. Yeah, like I say, I kind of believe in them. I have always had one when I owned my own racetrack. It was always a way to say thank you.
Yep.
To me, we on the track side of things don't get to say thank you enough because we're putting fires out. We're dealing with track conditions. We're dealing with grandstand issues, food issue, whatever. You know, it's just, I'll be honest with you. If we run a 3.5-hour show, it's over within an hour in my mind because the time just flies. It goes so quick. And I always say it's hard to I haven't even watched last week's Friday race yet because that's easier for me to do sometimes because I don't even get to watch races half the time. But really, like I say, I can't say enough for everybody involved, all my staff. They're just excellent people.
The concession stands and the
yeah, you know,
the pit
I gates. Wouldn't be the front and rear gates, the kitchen staff, the beer staff, the track crew staff, the tech people, you guys, sponsorships, everything. It's just wonderful that it all comes together, and I feel we've improved from 2024 to 2025. And it's kind of going to be exciting to see if or what happens with 2026, to be honest with you. But that's putting the cart in front of the horse there a little bit, like I say. But I do enjoy doing it, and I do enjoy everybody that's helped me, and I can't say enough thank yous for it.
Darren, I just had a weird idea. I'm not driving truck, so I'm still thinking of a promotional thing. How about do it like they do it golfing, a guest night, where, you know, because to me, a lot of times what it is, people have never been to races. They're not sure about going. If you could just bring somebody just one time to see what it's like, they might get hooked. So, like, maybe, the first year or the first night of the racing, have you bring a guest, and that guest one has to pay $5 to get in along with the regular cost.
So what I haven't done yet, what I try to do, or I did when I owned Chateau Raceway, what I like to do is actually have a fan appreciation night where it's actually free to get in.
Yep.
And that takes some work with some marketing partners to make that happen.
Exactly.
Because as I said, you need the front and the rear gates to pay the bills.
Yep.
So that being said, to do a fan appreciation night, we need to figure out how to compensate what we're not going to get taken in. And I know how to do that. I used to do it, but it takes marketing partners to do that. I agree. There's all kinds of different things if a guy would just implement. I mean, county night.
Sure.
If you're from this county, come in free.
Yep.
You know, if you're from this town, come in free. There's school nights. There's a lot of different things that that all could bring in people, new people. And like I say, we believe our numbers. I believe our numbers are up from last year, so I think we're going in the right direction. Again, I haven't had that meeting with the fair board. Yep. I really don't have a lot to do with the money. I just turn it in to them when I'm done at the end of the night. And I don't want to know really until the end of the year how'd we do, good or bad. You know what I mean? But yeah, like you say, I've been around it long enough. I can look and see and look at car numbers. I know what the average car brings in, and so I'm no dummy. I can do the math in my head pretty quick on it, you know. And but yeah, like I say, there needs to be more promotions. But it's hard to implement that sometimes.
And that's where sponsorship comes in. And like we said,
sponsorship is huge, and we have some great sponsors.
Yep, and like we said last week on the show, you know, a sponsorship, people out there that are looking with their business, putting out advertising, they need to really look at the racetrack because it's very, very cheap sponsorship. The amount of people that see that thing, the amount
You're getting out of the money.
Right, and even with the streaming now, if you got the streaming going on, they're seeing it all over.
All over. Name out there.
You know, it's just... It's very cheap, cheap sponsorship, and that's advertising.
Darren, not to cut you off, but we're running out of time here. As you did mention, we would take about 3 days to talk about a number of different issues, unfortunately. But we really appreciate you coming on, talking about a lot of the things. You did a great job this year, as you always have over the course of the time that you've been associated with the Hancock County Speedway. I hope you do come back. I hope the I's are dotted, the T's are crossed, and we get this thing underway because we need special promoters like you to get out there and get this done. And we thank you from the bottom of our heart that we have the opportunity to be affiliated with you guys and getting this taken care of.
You guys and your crew have done a fantastic job this year on the track, putting on great shows, smooth track, fast tracks. It's been really good this year.
And the drivers have echoed that. So, Darren, thank you very much for being on the show. We appreciate it.
We thank you guys for your support, and thanks for all the kind comments and stuff. We appreciate it. And like I say, we'll be in touch, I'm sure, going forward.
I'm looking forward to it. All right. That was Darren Toot, promoter here on the Hancock County Speedway on Riding Dirty, the greatest show on dirt, live on KOW B103 and worldwide on KOW.com and on Facebook.
Exmark mowers are known for their signature cut quality, legendary dependability, and an operator experience unlike any other. Because if something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. Don't miss out on limited time savings going on now at J&A Outdoor Equipment, open at 218 5th Street Northwest in Britt. Or see them at their other location, 1 mile east of Bode on 130th Street. J&A Outdoor Equipment, two locations to help you get the job done right. View Exmark inventory at JA Outdoor Equipment.com.
Tenant Luella Lappy enjoys her apartment at the Summit House Retirement Community in Britt.
If I need something different, I will let them know, and they have been so accommodating. Anytime I need something, like the other day, I needed my stool looked at right away. I got a new stool put in. So yeah, they're very, very accommodating. It's anytime I need something, they're right there to help.
Find out more about Summit House by calling 641-843-3333 or see all the amenities at summithousebritt.com now.
The famous Northern Lights Pizza Dash in Garner, home to the tasty crust which originated in Des Moines. Garner Cynics continues Northern Lights' passionate pursuit of pizza perfection using all-natural pizza sauce, fresh-cut vegetables, and 100% real cheeses. Whether you're in the mood for pizza, pasta, breadsticks, wings, or dessert, Northern Lights Pizza Dash at Garner Cynics offers delicious perfection for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Order now and get deliciousness on the go. Call 641-923-2694 or visit northernlightspizza.com.
Storm damage, leaky roof, broken slide out? Don't wait at a shop. Swearingen Outdoor Services in Forest City brings expert mobile RV repair to you. Whether you're on the road or stuck at the campground, they can fix it fast. Emergency services, insurance claims, they can help with that too. Swearingen Outdoor Services, fast, mobile, reliable. Swearingen Outdoor Services will get you back to relaxing at the campground. Call 641-590-5117. Exmark mowers are known for their signature cut quality, legendary dependability, and an operator experience unlike any other. Because if something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. Don't miss out on limited time savings going on now at J&A Outdoor Equipment, open at 218 5th Street Northwest in Britt. Or see them at their other location, 1 mile east of Bode on 130th Street. J&A Outdoor Equipment, two locations to help you get the job done right. View Exmark inventory at J&A Outdoor Equipment. outdooregear.com.
It's showtime at the Brit Bar and Grill. Open mic night is the second Tuesday of every month at 8 o'clock, and trivia nights are the third Thursday of every month. See our Facebook page for other upcoming events or to book a party at Main Avenue Event Center. Call 641-843-4275. Go Eagles!
IMT wishes all racers good luck this season. Iowa Mold Tooling Company has supported our local communities for over 60 years. Just like their first invention in 1961, IMT service vehicles and material handling systems are manufactured to deliver quality, value, safety, and performance. IMT in Garner is now hiring. Develop your career path with top pay while receiving skills training, leadership opportunities, and advanced education programs. Apply today at imt.com/careers.
Rock your party with the best sound around. B&B Sound and Lights DJ Service, providing quality entertainment and music for over 20 years. For weddings, reunions, or any special event, give Brad or Brendan a call at 641-251-1761.
McNeese Tire and Automotive in Britt. Big or small jobs, we do it all. Tires, oil changes, and other vehicle maintenance, inspections, brakes, even transmission and engine work. And with 24-hour roadside service calls, count on our McNeese Tire family to be there for when it matters most. McNeese Tire, a mile and a half west of Britt on Highway 18. Call 843-3536 or visit us on Facebook.
Well, it is now time for the final lap here on J&A Outdoor Equipment's Ride and Dirty. Guys, let's go to the points champions. This is what everybody's been waiting for.
Exactly. Let's go to the Outlaw Hobby Stocks. In third place in points with 248 points, Brandon Shear from Garner, Iowa. In second place, Tanner Green from Hampton, Iowa, 250 points. And our points champion in the Outlaw Hobby Stocks, Mr. Josh Munson from Clear Lake, with 263 points. Congratulations, Josh.
All right. What do we got on the others here?
I got to get my paper turned over here.
There we go.
All right. Let's go to the IMCA Hobby Stocks. Brandon Shear from Garner in third place with 239 points. Steve Wickman from Emmitsburg, Iowa, 248. And way to go, Josh. Both of them, Hobby Stocks and Outlaw, from Clear Lake with 249 points. He got both the track championships.
So he goes home with two trophies here, which is always a great thing, and yes, good to indeed see that he comes away with that, because he's been right. He's been driving pretty good this year.
Yep. And in our sport mods, in third place, Jacob Tackney from Burt, Iowa, in the 5J with 231. Alex Fett in the 08 from Burt, Iowa, with 232 points in second place. And in first place, Nate Albrandt from Clear Lake in the 88 in with 250 points. Way to go there, Nate.
Yeah, he has also been driving really good. Had a couple of wins so far on the season, looking very successful. So we'll see.
Consistent. That's where he went. Made it from. In our stock car, we're going to go to the 00 of Kobe Fett in from Algona. Let's see here. No, wait a minute. This is not. I got to get. That's the winners there. Got to get my other paper out here.
All right.
Real quick, like here, folks.
Real quick here, like. In our stock cards.
There we go. All right.
Let me see here. Nope, that's the winners there too. You did not give me a stock.
No, I got it. Here we got Chad Palmer, 245 points in third. Parker Slagle of Eagle Grove in second, 251 points. And our track champion for stock cars is Kelly Shryock.
All right.
As is expected.
Yep. And the modifieds, Jerry Flippel from Rockford, Iowa, 213 points. Kelly Shryock, second place from Fertile, Iowa. Second place, 221 points. And our track champion again this year, Mr. Jeremy Mills from Clear Lake with 229 points. So there was 8 points between Kelly and Jeremy. So congratulations to those guys.
Close race. Close season there for those guys as well, too. All right. So that does it right there, I suspect, here as far as the racing is concerned here on the show. And this has been a fun year this year. Like, we've seen a lot of topsy-turvy stuff. Mother Nature's been playing a role in
Mother
it.
Mother Nature just
being a weep.
Yeah.
But we will
the races that were out there were really good races, like they've always been.
Mm-hmm.
The guys, like I told Darren, hats off to them guys. Done a great job again this year with keeping that track smooth, keeping it fast, and putting on a really good show.
So, for Mel Balsley, our studio engineer, for Chris Madsen, thank you, sir, for being with us
Pleasure.
This year. And, of course, to Brad Hiscox, who is, by the way, a top flight DJ, despite what some people and, of
whatever.
Course, myself, AJ Taylor. Thanks to J&A Outdoor Equipment as our title sponsors and all of our sponsors this year. They've done a fantastic job, and we hope to have you back again next year.
Thanks to you guys out there listening.
For listening,
that's
yeah.
Right. And to our fans, we appreciate all that as well, too. I'm AJ Taylor. Thanks for listening on to the J&A Outdoor Equipment Riding Dirty, the greatest show on dirt, live on KOW and B103, plus worldwide on KOW.com, B1031.com, and on Facebook.
See you next year.
Riding Dirty with AJ Taylor was brought to you by these great sponsors. Our title sponsor, J&A Outdoor Equipment, plus these great sponsors: Summit House Assisted Living, Iowa Mold Tooling, McNeese Tire and Automotive of Britt, Hancock County Co-op Oil, Swearingen Outdoor Services, Stellar Industries, B&B Sounds and Lights DJ Service, Sense Seed and Services, and the Britt Bar and Grill. Riding Dirty with AJ Taylor, Thursday nights at 5:30 on KIOW and B103.